get other audiences to understand, you know, why was this so good, you know, and you know, what made this so good, just to build appreciation.
You know,
and I think that the virus this last year has helped, because if you've been reading about all of these, you know, theater groups that have gone, you know, onto audio production, and you know, audio being the kind of thing that you can do, you know, while you're isolating, right? You can, you know, do creative things. I think that's boosted the whole field of sound work a little bit, oddly.
I tend to agree with you. And I think both Jennifer and I were in graduate school at that same point in which...
I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you can's. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
On Thursday, May 11th, turn out for a public information session for WGXC Community Contributors Program. If you want to be on the radio at WGXC, now is your chance. Turn out at 6 p.m. Thursday, May 11th at the Kinderhook Memorial Library for an information session and a chance to find out how to get on the air at 90.7 FM. The WGXC Community Contributors Program...
There are records of your goodness spread across the earth. Endless stories of the wonders of the wonder worker. You are worthy of your fame. Testimonies from the broken show you still heal wounds. And we named you the way maker, 'cause you made a way through. You are worthy of your fame. And we know, we know, we know, we know, we know, we know. Yeah. We know, we know, we know, we know, we know, we know. That you live up to your name. Oh, you live up to your name. Promise keeper.
call you protector. There's no doubt we've seen it. That's your name for a reason. We call you Abba. We call you Jireh. There's no doubt we've seen it. No higher name than Jesus. We call you Yahweh. Jehovah the Healer. There's no doubt we've seen it. That's your name for a reason. We call you Faithful. Messiah the
Good morning. Good morning. God lives up to his name. Yes, he does. He's El Shaddai, the Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Shalom, our peace. Ah, the banner of us is love. God bless you. God bless you. And good morning, Bright Siders, Bright Side visitors, supporters, listeners, family, friends. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we're back with more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're not here alone. No, we not do that. We're here with Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and the audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin, the Martin AV Services. How are you this morning, my friend?
I am doing well. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Bright Siders.
Amen. Well, we are so glad to say that the National Day of Prayer went on tremendously well, and it was no small part thanks to you and your service and your willingness to serve. So grateful to be partnered up with you in this work, and just a blessing. It was a blessing on Thursday, and as I shared, and we all know that we were watching the weather forecast that it was rain for almost a straight week. But on Thursday, the clouds parted out of the sky. And it was a little nippy. Folks was out there in their winter coats. I was in a shawl. Randall ain't need no coat at all. People came, pastors came. We lifted up prayers. We sent up prayer balloons with the names of our towns and villages on it. And it was just a glorious day. And we could feel the presence of the Lord in the atmosphere. I want to shout out our social service commissioner, Commissioner Gibson, and our youth bureau commissioner, Dan Grandinetti, and our mayor, Mr. Kamal Johnson, who was out with us with his children, as well as just folks that were passing by, folks that were there on purpose and on point, and all of the clergy of Pastor Alan Williams, Pastor Cameron Squires, Pastor Iris Waddell, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, our deacon, I don't know why his name escapes me, from the Shiloh Baptist Church. We're all there to lift up prayers. Hallelujah. And we're just so grateful to God. Cinco de Mayo, those who celebrate Cinco de Mayo, that's behind us in the history books. And on yesterday, we had just a wonderful community celebration and tribute to the life of Alan F. Skerritt, Sr. He had family members from Washington and from the South and the North and the East and the West who came to Hudson. Has family roots in Hudson. His great-grandparents buried here. Parents married here, the uncles and aunts anyway. And And so some of them had been here in many, many years, but it was a beautiful, beautiful time. His person, Sister Jill, was very blessed and pleased and grateful. And also the family and the team put such a wonderful tribute together. And I was honored to be the officiant and to deliver the eulogy. So it was just a beautiful thing. We had other elected officials present, as well as people who had served on boards with him. And the family members from out of state were like, well, we knew he came back to Hudson. We knew he was here, but we had no idea that he was doing these things. And so it was just a beautiful, beautiful time in God, in God. And so we're here to do what we do. Of course, but before I move on, to say that he was a founding board member of WGXC, a founding board member of several of the organizations in the community, as well as the former NAACP president in Columbia County. So God bless you. Your soul rest in peace, reign in paradise with Jesus our Christ. That is our prayer. We got music coming right at you now. Music back to back, 5 songs, 25 minutes, 26 minutes of uninterrupted music. Lord, Do It For Me by Zacardi Cortez. He's mighty, the committed music group. He'll make it all right. Charles Jenkins, Overcomer, Patrick Riddick and Divine Worship, Savior by Affy Douglas. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for May 7th, 2023. Enjoy the music and be blessed.
Oh Lord, do it for me. Oh Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me. Sometimes I get desperate and I say it like this, I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me. Can y'all play that for me? Lord, do it for me. Lord, I need you to do it right now. I can't wait till tomorrow. Do it for me.
Come on, clap your hands if you need God to do something right now. Come on, say, God, I need you to do it right now. God, I need you to do it right now.
Mighty God we serve. The heavens declare your glory. He'll make it all right. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it.
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right. Whatever you pray,
whatever you pray,
he knows,
he knows.
Whatever the answer,
whatever the answer,
he's got me,
he's got me.
We know he's sovereign,
we know he's sovereign.
He's in control,
he's in control.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
Thanks be to God,
oh,
who called overcome. The enemy. I'm so glad about it. He's under our feet. We've overcome. He's defeated. He's under our feet.
You are listening to WTXP 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WTXP, listener-supported radio for open years. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying we have victory in his name. Yes, beloved. And we've got more music coming right at you.
Wherever you are, please, I'd like you to stand. We have gathered here for a time of congregational worship, but I'd like to steal a few minutes from this time of congregational worship and let us have personal communion worship. So I'd like you to focus. I know you have neighbors, you have people everywhere, but these few minutes, just focus on Jesus and lift your heart. And I just want us to have communion with Jesus.
Savior, 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 the man you saved has come to worship you. The man you saved has come to worship you.
Sing it for yourself tonight. Sing it.
Savior.
Call him Savior.
Savior.
One more time, call him your Savior.
Savior. you saved, has come to worship you. That's why I came. The man you saved has come to worship. Can somebody call him Helper? Help. Helper. Has ever helped you, said the man you helped.
The man you helped
has come to worship. Say the man you helped has come to worship. If he has ever healed you in this place, say healer, healer.
Come to worship you. Amen. To know him is to love him. To love him is to serve him. To serve him and to worship the one who saves. Yes, yes, yes. Well, beloved, I want to talk a little bit about love today and love made perfect. You know, as I shared at the top of the hour yesterday, the family and friends of the late Alan F. Garrett Sr. Had our time to celebrate and honor him and his life and his legacy, which was a legacy of love. It was so beautiful to have young and old, white and black, male and female, come and share the imprint that he had left on their lives. And it was one of love. Alan was truly an extraordinary person, a unique person. He said what was on his mind. He was an open-hearted person. He was a part of our team, Randall, myself, and Alan. I called us the two amigos and an amiga for our Tuesday afternoon show until his health prevented him from continuing on with us. And I wanted to talk about love for a few minutes. And actually, I think this may be a part or a two or three part series because time will not permit me to share all the things that I would like to today. But I do want to share this in hopes that we can help people who are loving, and maybe the love is not being returned, or you are having difficulty loving others or even loving yourself. I remember I was in a place many years ago, thankfully it was many years ago, that I did not love myself. And I believe I heard God speak to me, the Spirit of the Lord's voice speak to me and say, I love you. Am I stupid? Gave me cause to pause, right? The Almighty and the one who knows all things, omniscient, all knowledge of all things, knows everything about me and loves me. And this is the same regarding all of us, right? He knows everything about us. But yet today, love seems even more elusive. And I hear teachers, I hear social workers and psychologists, even ministers, even myself, telling parents, love your children, telling spouses, love your spouse, telling people battling with themselves, love yourself. The Word of God tells us we are to love our God. What are the two great commandments? Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And oftentimes, beloved, it is the lack of self-love that prevents us from being able to love our neighbor. There are deficits within our own self that are under the surface or very glaringly in our face, and it makes a barrier. It makes it difficult to see the good in others. We have difficulty seeing the good in ourselves. Love others, but we don't truly love ourselves. But the Bible tells us that the way to getting to love God is to love ourselves and our neighbors, hallelujah, as we love ourselves, and to love God with all our heart, our soul, and our strength. Our soul being the housing of our will, our emotions, and our conscience. As I read the Word of God, I often find references that help solve the problems and dilemmas of life, the dilemmas that we face. And so it is when I'm reading like 1 Corinthians 13, which in the church world is referred to as the love chapter. And 1 Corinthians 13 spells that out for us in God's terms, what love is and what love isn't. And basically, it comes down to two things. Love is patient and love is kind. Let the church say amen to that. Oh, my beloved, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And I tell you, if you ever heard our radio broadcast when Alan was a part of our Tuesday afternoon around the table talk, we had differing views on lots of things, you know, but we always had harmony. We always had harmony because it was a foundation of love, love and respect. We could disagree and not be disagreeable. We could disagree and be friends. Our beloved, our friends in Washington and in our state capitals, call it the different sides of the aisle, you know, need to take the note out of that. book of God, or just remember that book of God. Remember the way politics used to be. Remember how teachers in the classroom used to be. Still some are in both places, but we need more of it is what I need to get out there today. The purposes of the Word of God are to help us to learn how to live together in harmony and in love. And very, very clear in the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Herein is our love made perfect, beloved, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is in the world, so are we. As he is, so are we in the world." What do we learn from this sentence spoken and written by the prophet and disciple John, the beloved, the revelator, the one whom Jesus loved about love? Well, it says that our love is made perfect. Hallelujah. Our love is made perfect in that it affords us a boldness when it comes to judgment day. As Alan was facing his judgment day, and it was a few weeks, I sent him a Christmas card. I didn't hear anything back. Sent him a birthday card. I didn't hear anything back. And then the next thing I heard was that he had passed for several days after his birthday. But up until our last conversations, and we had many during the course of his sickness and many times to pray, that he had a peace and he had a settlement within himself and a resolve that his condition was not going to improve and that his time with us in this world was coming to an end. And you know, I've been in the ministry for several decades now, more than half of my life. I've been at bedsides of people in their last hours, family members in that same situation. So after, you know, of course, the passing of a loved one, or one that wasn't so loved. And I've seen people who, like my dad, who, you know, were ready and went peacefully, like Alan, you know, accepting and not afraid to face judgment, not afraid to face God. And you can't get that peace without knowing God and loving God and knowing that God loves you. And God wants us to have that. It gives us a boldness when it comes to facing our judgment day. Hallelujah. We can come before God with faithful assurance from God that as we live in the world as he is, hallelujah, so are we. Bless the Lord. We may have started on the love line, our love line at any point, you know, as love evolves, as our relationship with God grows, and our love changes from one state to another, from a fearful love, a doubtful love, a controlling love maybe, a conditional love, you know, it changes into a state of perfect love. A perfect love is achieved, is unconditional, not controlling, not manipulative, right? There are pathways to the process until love is made perfect. Hallelujah. And that perfect love brings us to the place where we experience for ourselves this love that God has for us, love from God, acknowledging that God loves me, knows me, in spite of me, loves me enough not to leave me the way he found me, but loves me enough to get me even to a greater place than I've ever found. Love for God, an increased desire to hear about God, spend time with God, please God, talk to others about God. Oh, these are the pathways to finding that place of perfect love, beloved. Hallelujah. There are three T's to this process in this pathway, that it is tried, this love, it is tested, and it is found true over time. This is how we learn that we can fall back on God, no fear of God forgetting us or forsaking us or failing us, and assurance of God always willing, ready, and able to forgive us no matter what. Hallelujah. The effect of love made perfect is that as he is, so are we in the world. That love is transformative. It changes the way we act. It changes our character. It changes our attitudes. It shifts us from living a life of self-centeredness to selflessness. It gives us attributes that are realigned to those of the Son of the Almighty God, attributes aligned in our character, our conduct, our conversation, consistency. It produces consistency, beloved, hallelujah, in our conduct and our conversation. And it is a process, hallelujah. The person you were, the person I was last year, as I continue in this love walk, I'm not that person. I grow. We grow. Anything stagnant, anything not growing is dying, right? It's decaying. And so God always wants us to grow. God wants us to grow, beloved, in our love walk, in our love talk. And he wants us to know the power of love. I give honor and homage to all those who are walking in the love walk. Amen. Not to be a doormat. No. Not to be a pushover. No. To speak up and stand up and step up when needed. And love that gives you the ability and the power to do that and face whatever the consequences may be with faith and not fear. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist from Overcomer Ministries. And that's my love talk for today. Hallelujah. There was a love language book. Well, I'm giving you the love language out of the book of the Holy God, the Holy Bible. And that's my spiritual social commentary for today. All right, we got some more music. Praise the Lord. Overcomer. It's all about overcoming today. Yes, it is. And we have Miss Pamela Mann with Overcomer. And after that, I'll be back with my final comments and remarks. I am an overcomer. We are overcomers. God has said that those who have faith in him, hallelujah, we overcome. Those who are with him, we overcome. Greater is he in us than he that is in the world. We overcome. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. We are overcomers. Let the church say amen. Well, beloved, we're about time to wrap it up for this Bright Side episode, this service unto the Lord and to his people. We hope that you've been blessed and encouraged and that you let us know, that you let us know. Listen, beloved, today at 11 a.m., the State Street Amy Zion Church in Hudson will be celebrating 173 consecutive years in service to God and people of God and people of our community. And I am honored to be their preacher for today at 11 a.m. And so at State Street Amy Zion Church, if you're in the area, you don't have anything else to do, come on and celebrate with us. At God Belong in Our County Benefit Concert will be held at the Chatham Reformed Church at 2:30 p.m. today. And Reverend Pastor Iris Waddell, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, and myself will be lending our gifts and talents and making a joyful noise unto the Lord. We're inviting everybody to come and join us. It is a benefit to help us with the expenses that we incur as we take the good news of God's great love all around our county during the course of the spring and the summer. We're preparing for our Juneteenth Father's Day picnic and celebration at the Rothermel Park on June 19th and our homage at the Colored People's Burial Site. You want more information, hit me up. You can send me an email to gbiocnty@gmail.com or brightside12534 or at gmail.com, overcomerministries12534@gmail.com. Hit us up. All right. We want to hear from you. Also, the Hudson Youth Club will have a play, The Kingdom of Perception. It's free and open to the public also. And it is at 5 p.m. today. I was able to go and see this beautiful play that was written and produced and performed by young people, tweens and teens, at the Hudson Youth Club under the direction of Sister Pam Badilla and family. What a dynamic family. The Wilkins and the Badilla families are in the great work they're doing with their children and other children as well. That's at 5 p.m. at 11 Warren Street at the Hudson Youth Club. Next Sunday is Mother's Day, beloved. Don't forget, hallelujah, the mothers, the grandmothers, the adopted mothers, the foster mothers, the blended family mothers, anybody that's been a mother to you, especially the ones who pushed that big head through, right? happy Mother's Day to everybody. And I hope that you remember, you got time to get the card in the mail, put a couple of pennies, maybe send some flowers or just pick some up and show up. And if you can't show up, then send something. All right. Say something. All right. Make a mama's day. The Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora Mother's Day Zoom topic on home ownership will be on next Monday as Monday evening. And again, if you want that information, just reach out, overcomers12534@gmail.com. And the Tuesday afternoon show with Brother Randall. He does his solo show on Tuesday at 4 p.m. So we hope that you we'll take that information, use that information, and do what you can do. And I think there's going to be a blessing in it for you. All right. Happy birthday, all you may babies. And remember never to forget, no matter how great a day, how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still shining and the sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't you quit in the dip. Pastor Kim, God loves you. I love you too. Till we meet or speak again, God bless you. And overcomer, yes, we are. Miss Mandisa is going to take us out. We're overcomers.
staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right.